148, 3-3-6-9, representing the ABQ. What up, biatch? Leave it the tone.
Hello?
Hello.
Okay, let's hope it works this time.
Yeah. This is our third try trying to get it to connect because the Wi-Fi sucks right now.
It does.
It's because everyone's home and everyone's using the Wi-Fi, so...
Yeah, because we're all stuck in quarantine.
Well, that sucks.
I know.
Quarantine can suck my left nut.
Sure.
Ugh. All right, what's up with you?
Not much. My eye has been twitching all morning, so that's been annoying.
That sucks.
Yeah, what about you?
I've been learning to play guitar.
That's fun.
Yeah, I'm learning I Walk the Line by Johnny Cash. Ever heard it?
Yes, I have. I love Johnny Cash.
Solid track, yo.
Yeah, yo.
Dude, that song slaps.
It's a bop.
It's exactly. We're freaking millennial speak, yo.
Yeah, yo. I don't think millennials say yo, though.
I don't know. They probably do. Probably. Well, who says yo, then?
Jesse Pinkman.
I don't know what he is. He's like... pretty old.
We can see.
I could Google it, but I really don't want to.
I'll Google it.
Do it. Okay.
Aaron Paul age. He's 40. So.
Damn, he's not. He's no millennial. He's a Gen X.
He is a Gen X.
My parents are just about Gen X, but they're still technically millennials, like 2 years off.
Oh, my parents are Gen X, 100%.
Your parents are boomers?
No, they're not boomers, they're Gen X.
You know whose parents are boomers, though?
Who?
Aiden's.
And Athena's.
Oh, yeah, her parents are way boomer.
Yes. My parents, like, Gen X is honestly, like, the forgotten generation, I feel like. Because nobody talks about generation. Excuse me!
Some high-quality H2O right there. Sorry, you were saying something?
Yes, I was. Have you heard the conspiracy on Dasani water?
No, because I don't drink it. And when I have drank it, and it tastes like crap, so, like, it sucks.
Well, the conspiracy is they have, like, extra things in the water, and they have salt in the water, which makes you buy more of it, because salt makes you more thirsty than you're supposed to. So, that's the conspiracy theory.
Man, if you're buying water bottles as your main source of water... and you keep buying water bottles, you gotta think of something different. We get water jugs at my house.
And yeah, we same. Got
a well.
Yeah. Well, like, no, but, like, say if you're out, I don't know, like, at the movies or something, you're gonna get asked for a bottle of water. And then
why would you ask for a bottle of water at the movies?
I drink water at the movies.
You're gross.
How am I gross? That's not gross.
You know what? I drink Coke.
I drink...
at the movies.
Sometimes I get iced tea.
That's better than... anything's better than water at a movie.
Water is...
don't get me wrong. I like water. But...
but, like, okay, you
never
got,
no.
You got, like, salty popcorn, and then... Oh, no, no, no. What?
What? I'm just trying to interrupt you at this point.
Oh. You got salty popcorn, and then you got, like, something to wash it down. Water. Because if you have, like, a drink that's
Coke.
Really... No, but, like, if you have really, like, a really sweet drink,
like
when
Coke?
I... When I, yeah, when I eat or drink something sweet, I want to drink water.
Like Coke?
No.
Which is better, Coke or Pepsi?
I don't like cola, so I can't say.
Oh. It's Coke all the way. Okay, you ready?
I think I am ready.
All right, so... The first scene of the episode is Walter White just burning calories, yo.
My god.
Did you know that one sexing session burns the amount of calories that you get from running a mile?
That's lovely.
Yeah. So he just burnt a mile right there. Good for him.
Yeah, they were getting it on.
Yeah. Then, right after that, we see him go to the bathroom, and then there's a flashback to 12 hours ago of some dude in a pulling the RV out of the ditch that they crashed in.
Yeah, and then Jesse freaking pulls out his bag of money. Like, that's not suspicious at all.
No, it is wet money, too.
Yeah, that's not suspicious.
No one will notice.
That he has a wet bag of money?
Yeah, I'm not sure that was the best course of action. But I guess nothing really happens in the show because of that.
No.
But and then they're explaining to the dude what happened. And you can tell when Walt's lying. There's like something about his demeanor and the way he speaks.
Well, the audience also knows that he's lying.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's not just that. He's not a very convincing liar. He sounds flat, almost. Like, there's no emotion in his voice.
Well, he sounds...
Or it's fake emotion, really.
He sounds like he's lying.
Exactly! Then they get in the RV, and they're arguing about where they're going to put the RV at, like, Jesse's place.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're talking about quitting and all that stuff. And then it turns out that freaking Crazy Eight's alive still.
Yeah, and why am I not surprised?
Yeah. Crazy Eight's just, like, crazy, yo.
Crazy, yo. Crazy Eight is, like, a character that I wish had more screen time.
Yeah. He's in Better Call Saul. Like, you know the show?
Yeah, I know the show.
It's such a good show. Have you ever seen it?
No, because I'm not done Breaking Bad yet.
Such a good show. Oh, and I decided to take it upon myself to make an official kill count for Walter and Jesse. So Walter's up to 1 right now.
Yes, and Jesse's up to 0.
Okay. Yep. Then they're leaving, and we see that the gas mask is left behind.
And then some little girl picks it. Oh, wait, that's later.
Shh, wait. That's not till the end of the episode.
I forgot.
Then it cuts back to Walter at his house, and he's naked on the bathroom floor.
And, yeah, that was a lovely scene.
Yeah. Then we see him at breakfast, and they're eating, and then Walter Jr. is talking about the Wonder Bra, because he's such a legend.
Oh, yeah, Walter Jr. is the most not-noticed character. He's a great character.
Yeah, that kid's a beast.
Yeah, he is. Also... Might I add that Skylar was, oh my gosh, I don't like, she's the most dislikable character, and at that breakfast scene, she was just not having it.
Yeah. Man, she sucks.
I don't like her at all.
She's a piece of human trash. That's what she is.
She is.
Mm-hmm. Then, while they're eating, Jesse calls.
And then it's like, yo, we have, do you want a new long-distance caller? Or something? I don't AT&T, remember.
AT&T, are you satisfied with your long-distance service?
And then freaking Walter fakes his talking. He's like, no, I'm not interested in that right now. Which he does a lot
before. Yeah, he just says the same thing. Every time he's on the phone, he just says the same thing.
Like, you're wondering why your wife is suspicious of you? That's why.
Yeah, because he keeps saying the same thing on the phone.
Yeah, like, get a better line.
He's a terrible liar.
He is.
So, after that, Walt's leaving with Walter Jr. to go to their school. Because, you know, learning is, like, important or something.
I guess it is.
If you noticed, it was a pretty awkward kiss between Walt and Skyler.
Because Skyler is just not a good... Well, I guess Walt has been hiding stuff too, but still.
Whatever. And that, okay, so I got something to tell you right here. Okay, so think about this, right? So because of the Kung Flu, they like shut down all non-essential services, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they shut down the schools, therefore making schools a non-essential service.
Well, no. They didn't shut down school. No, think about it this way. They shut. Yep. Hey, no,
you're wrong. You're wrong. You don't know what you're talking about.
They shut down school because there's like masks. They shut down school because there's like.
Wait, why did they shut down schools?
Stop it. They shut down schools because it's like 16... Okay, well, not 1,600, not in our school, but like there's like over 200 people minimum in one building. That's why they shut it down, because it's like a feeding ground for bacteria.
A non-essential service?
It's not a non-essential service. Everyone needs an education.
Yeah, but why are we going to school then?
Because we need an education.
Because you cage... No! We're not here to argue this. We're here to talk about Breaking Bad, Charlie. Stay on track, yo.
You brought it up.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
Hey, we did. I don't even think we introduced ourselves, did we?
Oh, no. I'm Charlie.
I'm Max.
I think they already know that, but you know what? It's okay.
Yeah. Okay, so then at the, then when they leave, Walter and Walter Jr., Skyler calls back Jesse, and she gets his sweet answering machine.
That is my favorite voicemail ever. I love that voicemail so much.
Oh, you know what? That's gonna be the clip that I play at the beginning of the episode before the Breaking Bad theme song.
That's a good idea.
Hey, I noticed. Okay, then we see Walt at school, and he's teaching a lesson about chiral chemicals or whatever. But what I was thinking is that, like, a metaphor for his regular self and his drug dealer self? They're, like, the same but opposite?
Huh. Maybe it is. I never thought about that.
Huh. I think so, but, like...
That's a pretty fair point, honestly.
Yeah. Everything means something in Breaking Bad, you know?
It does. Like, everything has a metaphor, everything. Besides the episode of Fly, I hated Fly.
Who?
The Fly episode.
What Fly episode?
In season 3, where they spend an entire episode trying to catch a fly.
Oh!
Yeah, I don't
like that. I probably meant something too.
I know. Everyone on the internet's like, it's metaphor. It's a metaphor. And I'm just like, no. It's. I don't like that episode.
I like that episode. I don't think I've ever seen a Breaking Bad episode that I didn't like.
Yeah, like some episodes I like more than others, but it's not that I generally don't like episodes besides Fly.
Yeah. I guess, but then the kid asks, midterm. You know, and just about killed Crazy Eight.
Max, it's we're not loading again. I couldn't, like, for the past minute, I didn't understand what you were saying.
What do you?
Yes, I can.
Oh, well, I can repeat it. Can you hear me?
All right.
Okay, maybe that was just like a glitch, whatever. Tell me if it's not working.
Your end was just not working.
I could hear you, like, moving and stuff, but... Okay, so the... Oh, yeah. Yeah, my Wi-Fi sucks. So, Walt thinks the kid asks about murder. Because, like,
yeah, he has a guilty conscience. Yeah, that shows that he is guilty of it. Stuff. But then we realize that in later episodes, he's really not guilty of anything that he does.
Yeah.
Class
is done, we see him stealing hydrofluoric acid. Yeah. Okay. So then we're at Jesse's place and we see that Crazy Eight breaks out of the RV and he's walking down the street when Walter sees him when he's heading over to Jesse's. He scares Crazy Eight and he runs into a tree and knocks himself out. So Walt,
that was such a funny in his car, scene. I love brings that him back scene to, so much.
And drives to Jesse's.
I really like that scene.
It was pretty funny. So then before Walter gets to Jesse's, we see Skyler going to we see Skyler. Reversing, yes.
And then we get the freaking Jesse's website. Number so that's she a can great see website.
Who it was.
That was a real it is. Well, what would you think that was the link a sick would be? Website.
I want to see if that's real.
I think Jesse.
Oh, I don't even know.
Oh, I'll fine.
Yeah.
What should I Google?
Jesse Pink. Look it up.
Hold on.
JessePinkman.com.
Hold text. On. Captain Cook's crystal okay. Ship. Wait, what is it?
Captain Cook's. Captain
Cook's crystal.
Captain Cook's crystal ship.
I don't know if we're gonna find anything. Come on, it won't load.
I hope we do.
Go on. Oh. No, it's just a screenshot of it. Oh, it has the entire,
okay,
like, all the things on the website. It's like, status, single, baby, single, here for hookups. Body type, lean and mean, ethnicity. I'm totally cool with ethnics, black, awesome. Mexican, whatever, as long as you're smoking hot, yo. That is an amazing website.
Oh man, that's a beautiful website.
You do that.
As soon as this episode's done, I'm gonna go to it. No, actually, I'm gonna do that right now. Okay, so then we see Walter and Jesse lock Crazy 8 in their Jesse's basement.
I don't know. Hold on. Hello? Yeah. We gotta edit. This is my dad. We gotta edit it out.
Okay. Who's that?
Of course you are.
No, I'm gonna leave that in.
Yes, he is.
He's our first guest.
He's gone. He's gone.
Hi, Charlie's dad. Oh no, he's not there, is he anymore? All right. So then we see Jesse goes to his motorcycles, and he gets the bike lock so he can
that
play
was
around
a bike lock?
Crazy 8's head around that pole in the middle of his basement.
I didn't know that. I didn't know what it was.
Yeah, that was a bike lock.
Well, I don't know what bike locks look like.
Yeah,
it
was a pretty solid bike lock, too.
I will.
Alright. That sucks. You should learn what bike locks look like. Alright. Then we see them talking about dissolving the ileum in acid.
I hate the scene where, like, his body parts, like, fly out of the ceiling.
Yeah.
It was very rank.
Oh, that was, that's pretty rank. So, Walter sends Jesse out to go get a polyethylene tub to dissolve the body in.
Yes. Your notes hydrofluoric are so specific. Like, melt, I would never write down all of the compounds and all of the elements and whatever. I could never do that. So, like, props to you.
Hey. I wasn't writing that down.
Glitching again.
It's a funny scene. Ah, damn it. So then there's a funny scene of Jesse in a container. He's trying to fit himself in it.
And then doesn't someone see walk? Doesn't someone walk by?
I don't think.
Maybe they don't.
I don't think someone walked by.
Oh.
All right, we disconnected.
Again.
Our connection just stopped. Yes. Let's just leave off where we left off.
Where did we left off? Because you were frozen for quite a bit.
So Walter was trying to find a way to kill Crazy 8. Oh, damn it.
You good?
Yeah, I just smacked a cord and my mic went flying.
That's lovely.
Yeah. Anyway, so Walter's trying to find a humane way, I guess, to kill Crazy Eight.
And then he makes a sandwich for him.
Yeah. So he gets like a sandwich and water and a poop bucket.
Yeah, and I just like how he slides it over.
Yeah. We notice, well, Walter notices that Crazy Eight doesn't like the crusts, so he starts cutting the crust off the other sandwiches he makes. And then every time when Walter makes a sandwich in the later in the series, he cuts off the crust. And they make sure to show that when they're recording. And I was wondering, is that a way for him to, like, is that supposed to be, like, a like, in remembrance?
We're glitching, you know? Again.
Did no. you hear me? Did you hear any of what I just said?
I didn't get any of it.
I had a really good train of thought, yo. I can say it again, but you want to just do this later?
I can hear you right now.
Man, can you even hear me? Okay. So, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, Walter realizes that Crazy Eight doesn't like the crust on his sandwich. And so he starts cutting off the crust later. And then later in the series, we see every time Walter makes a sandwich for himself, he cuts off the crust. And I was thinking, is that a trophy
for what he did to Crazy Eight,
or is that in remembrance of Crazy Eight?
He's not really as Heisenberg as he is, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And then, I can see it as being a remembrance for Crazy Eight. Also, speaking of Heisenberg, I found this sick death metal band called Heisenberg.
Wow.
And it's like Breaking Bad themed death metal songs, and it's solid. Yeah. It's awesome.
I'll check them out.
Yeah. So, just thought I'd say that. Then, alright, you do that. Then Walter goes upstairs and he notices the weed on the counter, so he tries to roll a joint. And we see a funny scene of him trying to roll a joint.
Could you be any louder? No, I don't. Thank you very much.
You want to see? Whatever.
He finally did
make the weed, and he's just puffing, right?
Because he's getting all baked.
And then Jesse gets all mad because Walter's smoking his weed.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's just like a potato in the oven. Getting baked.
So he's like, what are we going to do?
Then we see that Jesse didn't buy the bin he was supposed to. And that,
yes.
Then after that, what's his face? Walt has to leave.
An ultrasound, and yes.
He has to go get, like, what is that thing called? An ultrasound? He had his fat wife had to get an ultrasound on her belly, and apparently She had a baby growing in there, and she wasn't just fat.
She's not. Well, so why would she just be fat in her belly?
Yep.
Belly fat. Okay.
I don't know. And she's eating belly fats. Yeah. So, yeah. Walter says that Jesse, Skyler asks about Jesse.
Which,
and Walt says he just
sells
dope to him.
I don't know. That was a stupid cover. Well, like, it was a good cover story. He buys dope from Jesse. But, like, wouldn't you smell weed in the house if you were doing weed?
Yeah. Yeah, he was smoking a joint, and she didn't even question that.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Like,
I'm 100% sure that he didn't change clothes.
I've smelled weed before. It's like, it smells like skunk.
Because apparently, like, when you weed smell like smells really bad or strong.
When you're driving a car or whatever, that's what it smells like.
Yeah.
That's a fun scene. And
then we see Jesse smoking shards. Crystal. Some sweet shards.
Yeah, that was...
And Jesse finally decides to go get Emilio to melt him.
I don't think I would be able to do it either.
I wouldn't be able to do it, I don't think. So then while he's dragging the body out of the RV, Skylar just has to go.
Well, because she's Skylar, of course she does.
Tell Jesse not to sell weed to Walter. Yeah.
Well, I think we already knew that, but
and
yeah.
Because her brother-in-law is a DEA agent. Yeah. Yep.
Which I don't.
And she just about catches Jesse trying to dispose of the body.
I guess you wouldn't see it, but I still think you could probably see the feet. But maybe it's just me. She is stupid.
I don't know. Maybe she's just stupid. Ugh. So then you see Jesse pulling Emilio up the
that's a good scene.
These freaking stairs, and he loses him. It's pretty awesome. It was pretty funny.
It was
just laughing at a dead guy. Whatever. It was pretty funny anyway. Then Jesse puts the body into
the bathtub. Yeah, I'm
not
sure what his job is.
Which we already know is a bad idea because Walter is like a chemist or something.
And he's like, no,
yeah,
we're
like
do
a teacher.
Bathtub,
and he told Jesse that he needed the polyethylene tub.
Well, he's actually pretty.
Yeah. Because Jesse's dumb.
I guess.
Is he, though?
I think he's...
Is he really?
Kind of smart.
Yeah, he's smart in a street way, but... I don't know. I mean, he's
done
some
smart
stuff.
Yeah, that's true, but, like, if he doesn't listen, then he gets yelled at by Walter. Like, how does
he... He doesn't listen.
...realize the consequence?
Exactly. So then he's dumping the acid on the body in the tub, which is, again, a dumb idea. Stupid tub. Then Walt comes. He gets there. And he notices the smell.
That is the grossest
body just falls
scene
through
in
the
entire
floor,
series.
Which
well,
is
not
a pretty
series,
disgusting
but, like,
scene,
one of the grossest
actually.
Scenes where, in slow motion, you just see all the body parts and all the bones just fall from the roof. That is so gross.
Yeah, it was pretty rank. And then right after that, we see a bunch of kids. Well, two kids. A whole bunch of them. They're just playing around in the
desert.
Which
means that...
They just find that mask that got
all,
left behind in the beginning
of the
episode.
Check the area to make sure you didn't leave anything. But I guess it leads to the
well,
next
I don't know.
Sequence,
they're just
I guess.
Dumb.
So overall, how do you rate this episode?
And, yeah, then the episode ends. This episode? Okay, let's start with number one. How do we rate that one?
I think there's better episodes, but it's not the worst episode. I mean, you get a lot of information about it. You can't watch Breaking Bad without watching that episode. So I give it a solid 8.
Okay, let's add up the total score, the scores for a total of 20. I'd say episode 1, yeah, that's a solid 8. So the total 16.
I'd give it an 8 too. Why?
Give it an 8? I'd give this one a 7. I don't think it had...
Yeah, that's true.
The pizzazz that the first episode did.
All right.
So that's a 15 for episode 2. All right. Now, let's put on the wrap up this episode. For questions or comments, or if we missed anything that you noticed in the episode, email us at thebadpodshow@gmail.com.
I think that's it.
Yeah, I think that's it, literally. But, you know.
No, not really. Except for party on nerds.
Is there anything else you want to add? Oh.
See ya.
Well, party on, Charlie. Tell your mom I said hi, and we'll see you next week. Well, technically, we won't see you. Well, me and Charlie won't even see each other. You won't see us. We won't see you. And you're not even going to be talking to us, so it's a one-